You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As members of Congress struggle to respond to the latest series of mass shootings and what to do to prevent them from happening, Republican leaders have been pointing the finger of blame at violent video games. Here's President Trump's statement earlier today.
We must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence.
And with us now is Whitney DeCamp, who's a professor of sociology at Western Michigan University. He researches the connection between violence and video games. Whitney, what do you make of this argument? We should look at violent video games if we want to do something about mass shootings in this country.
Well, as someone who studies them, I certainly agree that it's an area worth looking at, but I think those comments ignore the fact that we already have a lot of evidence on this topic. And that evidence is pointing to a pretty solid no on video games being the cause of real life violence. There have been some studies that have shown possibly some connection with small increases in aggression, but the bulk of the evidence shows that video games are not causing people to engage in violence. And we have other issues that can more easily explain why people are engaging in violence.
And what might those be? What has your research told you?
Well, my own research has found that when you compare the effects from violent media to other things in people's lives, the blame seems to lie more with their social environment. If they are seeing or hearing violence in their own home between members of their family, that's going to increase the chances that they grow up to engage in violence. As well as, you know, if youth are seeing violence in their own neighborhood, that's potentially going to impact them as well. Seeing real violence matters a great deal more than simulated violence in a video game.
So what do you think, Whitney, would be a more effective focus for our elected leaders instead of pointing to violent video games if they really want to address the root causes of what would compel someone to commit a mass shooting? What would be a more effective focus?
Well, it's hard to define one particular focus because in the field of criminology, where we focus on the causes of crime, we've identified many different explanations for why people engage in violence. But I'd say some of them are, you know, try and improve social conditions being one of them. People who are better educated, people who live in safe environments where they feel loved and welcomed, tend to be less likely to engage in violence. That's a great goal to have, but in terms of actually getting there, it's very difficult to come up with a concrete plan of action for how we're going to get there. On the other hand, there are other things that we know are connected to this as well. In a lot of these mass shootings, we're seeing people using semi-automatic assault rifles. And if we're going to try and make a connection between a particular shooting and something in that person's life, that's one that's fairly consistent and something that we should be looking very closely at. Also, that hateful rhetoric that's being directed at people does seem to be a motivating factor for some people. Several of the recent mass shootings, we've seen the shooters really making it clear that they're motivated by a racial or ethnic basis to direct hate towards certain groups. And so if we can try and reduce the prevalence of that, particularly among our leaders, that I think would have a potential for making an impact as well.
Whitney, when you hear politicians like President Trump or House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy point the finger of blame at violent video games, what do you feel?
Well, I can tell you what I feel. I want to preface this with saying that, you know, I don't know what's going on in their mind. But what I feel, what my interpretation of that is that they're looking for a scapegoat. They're looking for something that they can blame that is easier to address than the real causes are. It's very easy for someone to blame video games because it's not something that requires a lot of people to change. They can talk about this. We know based on Supreme Court history that video games are protected free speech, so there's not really a whole lot that can be done about that short of passing a constitutional amendment. So nothing's going to happen. But it's a convenient way to change the discussion away from other issues that might be more controversial and harder to deal with, like the issue of gun availability, mental health, and hateful rhetoric that's out there.
Whitney DeCamp, professor of sociology at Western Michigan University. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.